If you watch TV, you'll the commercials especially, you'll hear about value. You'll hear about value. And that value is seen in a lot of different ways. A new product will come on the market and they'll say it has extra value, or it has added value. Or one company will claim that their product has more value than another product. Or maybe when if you're trying to sell your home, you're always concerned about what's the value of your home. If you're selling your car, what's the value of my car? If you have stocks and bonds or whatever, you're always concerned about what their value happens to be. And while those are certainly concerns, the Bible says there is something we need to be more concerned about as far as its value. And that's a question that Jesus asked himself. Our text this morning comes from Mark chapter 8, and it's a soul-searching question. Mark chapter 8, and in particular, notice verses 36 and 37. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. These are the words of Jesus. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. Jesus says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" And that question is just as relevant today as it was in the first century. People in the first century, many of them were very attached to what they owned. And they considered what they owned to be very valuable. So Jesus was asking those people, just like he is today for us, what value do you place on those material things, and what value do you place on your soul? Jesus certainly is not condemning possessing things. He is asking people to check what they value the most. Check what they value the most. Certainly money and possessions is a powerful thing in our society. Sometimes that's how many people measure success. How much money do you have? How much do you own? What kind of possessions do you have? That's what they considered the most important thing. So Jesus now and then says, "I want you to question your values." So the question Jesus asked there in Mark chapter 8 is about values. And what do you value the most? Because he asked the question, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" The value of a soul. We know going all the way back to the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 that God is the one that gave us our soul. He was the source of our soul, as well as our soul being made in the image of God. So Jesus was very... He knew beyond a doubt what the value of a soul was. And that's just as true today. Our soul is valuable. He says, though, there's a danger of losing it. Yeah, we can lose it. He says we can. What if one loses his own soul? Now, we know the soul is immortal. We know the soul is eternal. We know it can't be annihilated. We know our soul, Ecclesiastes 12, our body returns to the dust and our spirit returns to God who gave it. But there is a way in which we can lose our soul. Jesus says it's possible for us to lose it. Well, in what sense? But we can lose our blessing of being in the presence of God. We can lose that relationship with God. We can lose our citizenship in heaven. We can lose that happiness with being with those of like precious faith. We can lose all of that. So when the Bible talks about the soul being destroyed, That's what it's talking about. No longer being in the presence of God and knowing that you can never be in the presence of God again. So Jesus asked, is it worth it? You know, what will you give in exchange for that? Because he says some will make the decision that the things in this world are more valuable than their soul. And as a result, will lose their soul. He makes that very clear. He also tells us that most people will make the wrong decision. Most people will make the wrong decision. Most people will think that this world is far more valuable than the next. What they own is far more valuable than their soul. Jesus knew that. Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. Remember verses 13 and 14? He says there's two ways. Some will enter through the wide gate and travel down the broad way that leads to destruction, that leads to not having fellowship with God, that leads to no longer having citizenship in heaven. Jesus said most people will make that decision. Now, if Jesus knew that, we need to understand and know it ourselves. The people who choose that broad path are the ones who value this world more. They either value what they own more, they value some man-made religion more, or they value some man's opinions more. But for whatever the reason, they value those things more than they do their own soul. And so they make, as a result, the wrong decision. And how sad a decision that will be. But they do make that decision. Psalm 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The Father knows that. Jesus knows that. From the very beginning of time, Satan has tempted people to choose the things of this world. And he's very good at it. He's the great tempter. He's the great deceiver. And so he goes about showing how wonderful the things are of this world, and tries to get people to think that the next life isn't all that great. Don't worry about the next life. Worry about this life. That's what Satan says. Well, when Satan gets people to believe that, no wonder they put more value into things of this world than they do their own soul. And how sad that is. Yes, the soul is very valuable. The soul is the most important thing, the most valuable thing we have. Therefore, we need to be concerned about our souls, but also the souls of other people. Isn't that why we do personal work? Isn't that why we have evangelists and missionaries? Isn't that the reason? Because the soul is the most valuable thing those people possess. Whether they have a lot of material things or not, the most valuable thing they own is their soul. So we don't want them to lose it. That's why we teach our neighbor, or we teach our coworker, or we go to classes, or we, again, send people halfway around the world, because we know and believe that what those people possess is the most valuable thing they own. Jesus says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Now imagine for a second someone that gains the whole world. He has more money than he could possibly ever spend. He owns houses of great value all over the world. He possesses all kinds of nice jewelry, and he possesses the finest clothes in the world. He has a great intellect. He has a very high position. He has a lot of power. Jesus says, picture that individual. Picture that person. He has all of that. He's gained the whole world. Jesus says, is it a good trade to have that but lose your own soul. That's what Jesus asked. Jesus said, is that a good trade? Of course, the implication is, no, it's not. It's the worst trade you could ever possibly make. What would be his gain? Jesus says nothing. He would lose it all. The things of this world are very fleeting. The things of this world are very temporary. Why? Because they're physical. And it will all soon be gone. Every bit of it. And so when we think about it in that sense, we understand how little value it really has. Whereas the only thing we have that's eternal is our soul. And that's why it has such incredible value. It will be somewhere. It will live and abide somewhere forever. No, it's not going to be annihilated. It will live somewhere forever, and we'll be aware of where that is. We'll be conscious of where we are. And we'll experience feelings where we are, whether it's happiness or sadness. No wonder Jesus said our soul's the most valuable thing we possess. He says there's a profit and loss to be concerned about. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? There's a profit and loss. People, of course, in the business world have known this from the very beginning. You have to be concerned about profit and loss. But Satan has done the best job in the world of confusing the people of the world of what we should be most concerned about. Now, those people that gain the world, they gain something. They profit something. But what they lose is what's so valuable. These are questions that you've probably heard. They're not original by me, but they are certainly ones that you need to think about. Did Adam gain anything by eating the forbidden fruit? Yes. He gained the knowledge that he was naked, and he gained the approval of the devil. But look what he lost. He lost paradise. He lost the tree of life. Did Cain gain anything in killing his brother Abel? Yes, he got revenge. He gained revenge. But he lost God's favor. Did Lot gain anything by pitching his tent towards Sodom? Yes. He increased his physical wealth. It was a great land to grow stuff. But look what he ended up losing. Lost his wife and eventually two of his children. Did Achan gain anything by his theft when Jericho was overthrown? Yes. He gained gold, he gained silver, he gained garments. But what did it cost him? His life. Did Ahab gain anything allowing Naboth to be murdered? Yes, he gained his vineyard, but he lost his life. And on and on and on you could come up. Look at the New Testament. Did Judas Iscariot gain anything by betraying Christ? Yes, he gained 30 pieces of silver, but he lost his life and his soul. Did Ananias and Sapphira gain anything by lying about their giving? Yes. They gained the prestige or the honor of being really big liberal givers. But what did they do? They lost their lives and their souls. On and on the list goes. Today, same thing happens. The drunkard gained something. He gained some sort of feeling that makes him feel good for a short period of time. But look what he loses. The one who abuses drugs, same thing. Gets some kind of temporary feeling. But look what he loses. Look at the man who cheats on his wife. Does he gain something? Yeah, temporarily. Some type of satisfaction, but look at what he loses. Profit and loss. Are those things worth losing your soul over? That's what Jesus wants us to know. You ask that question. Are they worth losing your soul over? So Jesus asked, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? You think about what you will give in exchange for your soul. And is it worth it? And that's a question all of us have to ask. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? This is one of the greatest questions in the Bible. And it's a challenge. Because often we live our lives in such a way that it appears that we don't value our soul very much. We find about every excuse we can not to be in fellowship with each other when we can, or be in worship when we can, or we find every opportunity not to study, or we find every opportunity not to do what's right. Well, what does that appear to imply? That you don't value your soul very much. Is your soul the most valuable thing you possess? It sure is. Then we need to act that way. What you have at home that you consider very valuable, maybe it's some jewelry, or maybe it's this or that. You don't leave it outside at night for someone to take. Why? Because you know it has great value. So why would you leave your soul in such a condition that Satan can snatch it away from you so easily? Why do you not value your soul like you value these things of the world? That's what Jesus wants to know. What are you giving in exchange for your soul? Is it some temporary fix in the physical world? Is it a position of honor? Is it a position of influence? Is it wealth? Is it whatever? So what are you giving in exchange for your soul? Jesus wants to know, do you think it will be worth it? Will you choose that wide gate and the broad path that leads to destruction? Or will you go through that narrow gate and that straight path that leads to eternal life? Because Jesus said those are the only two paths there are to take. The broad path is chosen by those people who do not value their soul above this world. The narrow path, the constricted path, is chosen by those who understand the soul is the most valuable thing they possess. So what's the answer to you? What will you give in exchange for your soul? This morning, ask yourself that question. Are you ready to put Jesus on in baptism? Are you ready to confess wrongs and ask for prayers of the congregation? Have you been living as if you don't value your soul? If you need to respond, please come this morning as David leads us in this song.